Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Thanksgiving Day. It is Thursday, November 28th, 2024. Now, remember, yesterday I said I wasn't going to do it today, but I think I kind of hesitated a little bit and decided to do it anyway, because needless to say, everything is... No blockage there, but everything is closed for the most part. So, we're just going to hesitate it and just do it anyway. Might as well. So, there you go. Anyway, I have some notes here. We'll figure out what I can do today. For the first segment, we're going to read the weather first. And then we'll do a YouTube sneak preview. We'll just resume from where we left off at with the clip we did yesterday morning. But before we do that, we're going to do a quick little weather report for Dallas. Right now, it is 34 degrees, partly cloudy, high 46, low 32. Cloudy conditions from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., with mostly sunny conditions expected at 3 p.m. Here is your outlook for Thanksgiving Day. Right now, it is obviously 34. At 10 a.m., it'll be 39 with cloudy skies. At 2 p.m., it'll be partly cloudy with 46. At 4 p.m., it'll be mostly sunny. It'll be sunny with 44. Sunset will be 4:34 p.m., by the way. And then later on, throughout night, it'll be mostly clear. Most of the night, that is. Anyway, here is the 5-day forecast. Today, it'll be, like I said, mostly clear with partly sunny with a high of 46 and a low of 32. On Friday, it'll be a high of 44 and a low of 30 with mostly cloudy skies with some sun. On Saturday, it'll be... some sunshine with clouds with a high of 47, a low of 31. On Sunday, it'll be mainly cloudy with 44 high, 32 low. And on Monday, returning to the weekdays, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 48 and a low of 31. And there you go. That's your 5-day forecast. That comes courtesy of wherever, but let me see if it has a... thing here. Okay, it just says weather for Dallas. It doesn't say where it comes from, but not if it really matters, but that's just how it is. Anyway, enough all that. I think it comes from the Weather Channel, I believe. But anyway, as I was saying, we're going to do a YouTube sneak preview now. So I am, like I said, we're going to do this how we were doing it before with my, thing here. Turn this on. I apologize for that. I was just turning that on, so if there was some clicking sounds there, that's my apologies. But that was just normal, by the way. That was just me turning it on. But anyway, we're going to resume from where we left off, supposedly, with this video we were doing. We'll play it until we have time to stop the segment at, by the way, so... here we go. A lot better than the last series so far, isn't it? Youch. And he ran away, of course. You. I'm not going to lose here.
I think you just did.
I'm not going to lose to you, fools. You hear?
Maybe I should turn that down a little bit.
He's so upset. It's like...
there we go.
Come on. Boss, please, stop. What? Boss? We're begging you. Please stop doing these things.
That was Timber,
it's
by
you
the
too,
way.
Isn't it? Why, you? You didn't. You wouldn't. Huh? So you two are the ones who sold me out now, didn't you? The backstabbers appear at last. It was your meddling, now wasn't it? Whoa! Wait a minute, boss. Please, let this just be the last time you do this kind of criminal thing, okay? What?
We don't want to do this anymore, okay? We just never work. We just do bad stuff. We don't want to do any more of this or watch any more of it that way. You never used to be like this, boss. Excuse me. You were nice, and you loved your work, really. You're not... Well, you're not the boss we knew. Not anymore. Wait, what? You think you can defy me now, huh? We don't want to do bad things anymore, boss, okay? Please, boss, we're just begging you. Can't we do assistants just do the honest work here like we used to now? Can you just have fun working with us again, though? Work like we used to, huh? Well, you guys don't know better than anyone that can't happen.
Oh, man.
And I think he knocked him out. Yep. What? What are you doing? Well, it's time you guys learned already. You can't just go back to the way things used to be.
He wasn't Sorry. Even supposed to apologize. That's the problem.
Yeah, he's an idiot. But
I just added that myself.
Oh. You guys okay? Let me help you up. Well, I guess it seems like there's more to this story than we even heard. Can you please tell us what happened now? Oh, yeah, sure, of course. You see, our boss, he used to be a great carpenter, and he really was. And everyone loved his work back then, I can tell you that much. And we were actually in awe of his skill, and that's why we wanted to work with him at that point. Because being his apprentices was really, really fun back then, after all. But then, the boss got injured one day. After he injured his back, he couldn't move the way he used to. His body just wouldn't listen. So he just couldn't build the way he used to either, as well. Excuse me. And because of that... excuse me again. And because of that, he couldn't practice his building skills, so they just ended up going downhill. But even then, even without his old skills, the boss still kept doing the best he could, you know. He still had his pride in the work, after all. But then it happened. What happened? A certain Pokemon asked us to build him a house.
Let me see, Chris.
Work had become... It poured our house into that Pokemon. He just bashed us with the quality of our work and destroyed and mutilated the whole house. Just right before our eyes.
What?
And at first, we thought he had torn it down because our work just wasn't good enough. But it was actually not the reason. What?
Hold on.
He was just toying with us. Wait, toying with you? What? This house is just a complete piece of garbage. Can you believe that and imagine
it? I'm just trying to play the good parts, by the way.
We smashed it over and over until there was truly nothing but the garbage left. And the boss had no confidence in himself after that day. He gave into his despair and stopped working at all. And eventually, he started cheating at our Pokemon, including you guys. Man, that's a horrible story!
Alright, I'm about to stop it there, guys, because we're running low on time. Yeah! So, I'm going to go ahead and turn this thing off. Can we do that? Yes, we can. Oh, there we go. With a little click there, but well. Anyway, I've already got the commercial and even the music put in, guys. Yeah! We're going to be playing Backstreet Boys, Larger Than Life, and Billy Joel's Uptown Girl for a change. From the 90s and the 80s, of course. Y'all already knew that. We might play holiday music, but that's not till after my birthday. Anyway, enough of all that. Anyway, coming up, I have a commercial break. I haven't told you what it will be yet. Initially, we're going to do Pokemon Go. I think we'll react to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade first. Well, we can while it's still going on. But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Uptown Girl by Billy Joel and Backstreet Boys, Larger Than Life, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yeah! Alright, it is now time for something different. We're going to be reacting to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, or what's left of it. Right now, I can actually see some dancers on the parade right now. In fact, I have an idea here. Let's see if we can turn up some volume here on the music thing here. I have this playing on my main Windows 11 computer right now. I think I have an idea. Well, not probably that loud, but that could work. Don't hear anything. Well, I kind of do. Let me turn this up. It's kind of hard to hear it, but this is because this is coming from EarthCam. Yeah, it's hard to hear. I think it is outplaying something. We'll see. Anyway, it's just too quiet, but whatever. Again, it's a camera, what you get paid for. I forget where this camera comes from. I think it comes from the street where they do the parade at. I don't know. Okay, what is that? I can't really tell. Okay, they're zooming out, so that's kind of different. World's largest store, Macy's. Verizon, too. Why do you have to move the camera? Oh, there you go. Oh, I think I know why they're moving the camera, so they can show the other stuff that's coming up. Doesn't help the fact that there's raindrops on the camera, though, but I think that's just Mother Nature's fault, though. Sorry. Anyway, looks like that's a train that's coming up. Some Macy's star there. I did not know that Verizon and H&M were nearby Macy's. That's very interesting. I'll have to check that out sometime. I do not know what that is. I think I can only see the back of him. I do not know what that is. If I had to guess, it might... I don't think it's Sonic. Yeah, I don't think it's Sonic. That would... Otherwise, it would be blue. His pants are blue, but that would... If it was Sonic, it would be totally blue. So, no. I hate it. Okay. I think it's something else. I don't know what the heck it is. Anyway, whoever what it is, it looks cool. Whatever. And yeah, Macy's, world largest store in New York City, that is. Right next to H&M Verizon. And right below Macy's, of course, some Sunglass Hut. Well, at least I think it's... Well, I don't know. Well, maybe Sunglass Hut is part Macy's. I don't know. I get these stores confused, guys. You can forgive me for that. Anyway. There's more marching bands there. By the looks of it. Let's see here, is there anything we missed out on? I think there's like a Hall of Fame pictures we could take a look at. Let's see here, there was Dragon Ball Z. That was one of the new floats that was in there. Looks like we missed out quite a bit of new ones, unfortunately. There's Spider-Man, that was also in there, one of the new ones. And also the Paw Patrol guy. I was also in their new one, as you recall, reading. Probably missed out a lot of the new ones, I'll admit that. There's SpongeBob. I'm not going to load more, though. I could, but I'm not going to. Oh, there's Pikachu and Eevee. I'm gonna take a picture of this on my phone, guys. This is a tradition I gotta do on my phone. So I'm gonna load up my camera app on here. I'm gonna take a photo right here on my phone of Pikachu and Eevee. The last video I did was Wednesday Night Trivia, that's funny. There we go. There's a Pikachu and Eevee on my phone now. Yep, there we go. It's got a picture of it on my phone now, and ironically, I'm talking about it on my radio station that's actually devoted to Pokemon fans, ironically, so that's very even more ironic. Now, I could just take a picture of it on here, too, but I don't know if you have to sign into an EarthCam account. I forget, though. I'm just gonna play it safe and just use my good old-fashioned camera phone. So, yeah, it's very nice you got to see Pikachu and Eevee, ironically. They came up around here at 8:25 a.m. here. So, yeah, pretty cool, pretty cool. And since I'm doing this with my sound mixer, I could theoretically play sound effects. I just haven't done it yet, but yeah. But sometimes they do get pretty loud, though, I will admit, so that's why I haven't really bothered with that. I just don't want to blast out people's eardrums, especially the people who are listening on earphones. For those people who are wondering. As you can probably, you can't probably see this, but I can. The parade's kind of backed up a little bit. This is kind of normal for large parades. Marching band is going forward, so that's a good sign. There we go. Go forward, on you go. There you go. There goes Pikachu and Eevee again. They're so cute, I will admit that. Pikachu's got a scarf on him, and Eevee's got a sort of a Santa hat in the way, I guess you could say. It's pretty cool. And we'll be playing Pokemon Go later. We'll be doing that at 9 a.m. though, by the way, guys, once all this stuff is out of the way. So, that'll be fun. But anyway, I guess we'll go ahead and put the commercial break in, guys. I mean, we might as well. I'll keep this Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade audio playing for now, but yeah, and I'll just figure out what commercial we're going to play. Oh yeah, we'll play the Macy's commercial! That would make sense, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Yeah, yeah. Okay, there we go. I'll play this one. Yeah, there we go. Then we'll play this one, I guess. Who knows? And audio's still playing from that video, by the way. Live stream, whatever. Anyway, we'll play our music in now while we have a chance. Let's play Cyndi Lauper Time After Time for a change. Never played that yet before. I mean, I probably have. Let me check the plays count on it. 17, so it's been played before, but we'll just play on the morning show regardless. And after that, we'll play, it's a 4-minute song. So I'm going to figure out, like, a shorter song. Probably not Basket Case. Maybe Wannabe, maybe? I don't know. It might have to be something different, though. I don't know. I could do Unbelievable. Or we could do Praise You again, like we did yesterday. You don't need to hear that. But it's okay, though. Who cares? If for some reason, whenever you try to remove a song from the queue, it just makes a sound and begs you, oh, would you like to remove it? But it doesn't matter, though. Anyway, let's just turn this down now. There we go. That's better. I still feel I can hear it, though. Okay, no, I don't think I can now. Okay, good. There we go. Anyway, coming up is Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time, and Praise You by Fatboy Slim. Let me just confirm that, though. And yep, that's what it's looking like. Okay. Do you think we're going to have to go over? I do not know. We'll try and see what happens. Anyway, we might just go over just a hair, but the next segment we're just going to react to the parade again, okay? So there you go. Anyway, we'll be right back right after this with more of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade reactions. Of course, we saw Pikachu and Eevee. There you go. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Praise You by Fatboy Slim and Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yeah. Anyway, we're back on to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and Santa Claus is getting pretty close, guys, so let's turn this up and see what he has to say. Alright, so here we are back at Earth Cam now. Maybe I can turn it up just a little bit more. Nope, okay, close enough. Anyway, let's see what this is about. I think this is like one of the performers, I think. I don't know. Can't really tell ya. That's not me doing anything, by the way. I think that's the rain, by the way. It is. That is the rain dropping on the camera. That is interesting. It is actually raining in New York City right now. That is interesting. Very interesting how it's raining in New York City. In fact, can we see a weather fan here right now? I think they have one here. Yeah, light rain, 46. Interesting. But rain or shine, it goes on regardless. And I think they do have covers over the camera to help protect it, I believe. So that would make sense. There's Foot Locker and Sephora. Two of the best stores. Foot Locker obviously sells shoes. I forget what Sephora does. I could look it up really quick. I know T-Mobile and Target. Well, we already know what T-Mobile is. It's obviously T-Mobile cell phones. And Target's basically like a Walmart clone. I'm not sure what Sephora is. Let me look it up. Oh, it's makeup, skincare, fragrance, and stuff like that. It's kind of like, Ulta Beauty, in a way. It's kind of like, it's basically Ulta Beauty. It's an Ulta Beauty clone, I guess you could say. That's what it is. But, yeah, let's see, there you go. And I can see a turkey over there on the right-hand side, of course, because it's Thanksgiving. What to expect? Well, at least we got to see Pikachu and Eevee in the last segment, at least. That was a good sign. I mean, coincidentally, it had to happen. Ain't that a boat? Yeah, and we're not doing Food Talk or TMZ Celebrity News, by the way, at all today, guys. It's just, it is what it is, guys. We'll probably do it tomorrow on Friday, though, guys, since it won't be that, since it's just a day after Thanksgiving. But I'm just doing something different today, guys. And also, from 9 to 9:40, we're just going to do a day or two part of Pokemon Go. We're just doing a different kind of morning show, guys. It just makes more sense. Because with being a holiday and everything closed, it just makes more sense. It's just how it is. Anyway, they're moving the camera over there now. It looks like there's a bunch of marching bands over there now. In fact, it would not surprise me that someone is in control of that camera right now as we speak. They can't hear me, though, but someone is definitely in control of that camera right now as we speak. I just know they are. Okay, now I can hear it. That's a marching band. I think that's the Macy's marching band because it has a star on the drummers there, on the drums there, so that definitely has to be the... Well, then again, maybe those drums are provided by Macy's, I don't know. There's, like, various marching bands in this parade, so I honestly can't tell you where they're from. But the drums do have the star on it, so I do not know if the... I'm pretty sure the drums were made by Macy's, I don't know. Or if that's just decorative or not. That might be an actual musical band performing one of their songs, I think. I don't know. It's kind of hard to hear here on EarthCam, guys, so it's a little bit tricky. But I think they're moving now. Yeah. There's some weird layout there. Oh, camera froze up there. Oh well. The quality of this video is a little bit crappier than it is, but it's bad enough when you have raindrops all over the place. It makes it worse because of it being rainy there. Thankfully, we just have cloudy conditions here in our area right now, so that's good. So, yeah. So we're not dealing with what New York is having to deal with, so that's good. Usually Santa Claus usually shows up at the end, so I think we'll miss out on him, sadly. I can see a Santa float, but I do not know. One thing there, it looks like it's a big float there, or a thing there, but it's actually moving. That's quite interesting. Only thing I can think of is just that someone's controlling it remotely, or if it's just being moved like this. If I had to guess. There's probably a band there also performing, too. I think over by that Foot Locker and Sephora place. That's probably where NBC does their broadcast at. I can't tell you though, but I feel like that's where NBC does their broadcast at, because I think NBC does their broadcast directly there. And I do not know. I think CBS does a broadcast too, although I think at this point they're probably barred from it now. Because I think NBC would have like the exclusive rights to the whole thing. That's pretty good. We want to hear that, though. I'm hoping Santa Claus will come soon, but I have to put the commercial break in, though, right now, as soon as I can. Yeah, you can hear that. Okay, good. Let's put the commercial break in. Let's just put this one in again. That way you can. You're welcome. There we go. We'll put one more in and we should be okay. There we go. The power music in. Let's put it on Pilot Magic. It's a free mix song. I'm just gonna play songs from Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates of Fanny, because we're gonna play Pokemon Go. Yeah, it's a fun marching band, I'll admit that. Pretty loud too, interestingly enough. Well, we could play one from Super Mystery Dungeon too, I guess. It doesn't really matter that much, but I think I'm just gonna play I Want You by Savage Garden next. It's just put in filler there. There we go. Santa Claus should be showing up, but I don't think we'll be able to see him, guys. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'll keep it going on, but I'm just gonna probably end up muting the thing here. Anyway, I guess coming up will be Pokemon Go at 9 a.m., guys. So there you go. So, thank you for listening to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, or what was left of it. Your way, here you go. But anyway, coming up will be Pokemon Go at 9 a.m., guys. So that's going to be incredibly fun. We'll do a two-part of that as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Don't go away. Yep. That was I Want You by Savage Garden and Magic by Pilot. Well, it was Pilot by Magic, right? Well, yeah, Magic. You know, I can't talk today. It was Pilot, Magic, whatever. Same thing. What's what you just did? And play Pokemon Go and shut up. Whatever. Assuming that my battery will survive through this darn thing. Okay. Smith, let's go to Notification Center here. 13 coins. At least it gave me something, at least, last night. Okay, I can claim my Pokestop showcase later. It's not the end of the world. Let me just hatch this egg first. Okay. This one's heavy. It is a free store, too. Alright. I guess I could evolve it. Yeah. Excuse me. Oh, froze up there, but it's okay. Grab boots. Put a little kilometer egg in. I got yesterday. I do not care. Okay, claim now. It's actually number 4 now. Not really a whole lot there, though. Alright. Catch another score, buddy, ironically. I'm just gonna leave it on silent since I got a text message from Walmart. Sorry. I think this one will probably run away from me. I don't know. It hasn't run away yet. I'll try a different berry. Let me try an Ultra Ball, too. Nice throw. Nope. Still didn't work. Huh. Try that again. Maybe I need a great throw. Like that. I knew that was going to happen. There we go. I want a great throw. That's what I was wanting. Told you that's what I was wanting. Alright, that's worth only one star. I'm going to throw this one away. There we go. Is it just me or was like some collection challenge here? There is, yeah, some finale thing. Whatever that means. Taurus. Big and ugly. Broke free! Yay! I was being sarcastic. Yep, broke free again. Of course it did. That you wouldn't even try. Mission complete. That's nice. And it broke free again. And it ran away. Of course it did. You know, I don't even care. Let's just get this darn mission complete and shut the hell up. Remove this shadow Pokemon thing. And I'm just going to remove this transfer thing, too. Because I don't really have any one-star Pokemon I can transfer. Let's just try a look at Pokemon. I do not think I've caught before. I mean, yeah. See, we'll get extra candy. Okay, this one's gotta stay in. Yes, it did. Okay. Screw Tauros. Who the hell cares about Tauros? So I've never even gotten this one before, which I knew I have not. And now on to Felix. Which I have plenty of these, but you know what? One more ain't gonna hurt for candy. And besides, I don't really care if I catch it or not. It's just what is. Okay, Lycanroc, do your thing. Who cares? A lot of great throw out of it stayed in. Alright, there we go. Is this one worth nothing? Adios. Alright, so, that's pretty much it. Let me go ahead and heal up some Pokemon here. Yeah, Survival. There we go. I'm talking to you there. I guess that's everything here I can catch, guys. I am sorry. Usually when I do a two-part thing of Pokemon Go, usually the second part tends to be Jesse Wild, but that's on the iPad, so I don't really feel like doing that. So, we're not really sure what I'm going to do for the next segment. I really wanted to do a two-part of Pokemon Go, though, with just my own account. I mean, I guess I could do the battle thing, I guess. I don't know. But there is another thing I have to tell you, though. My phone is only at 35%, so I don't know if Pokemon Go is going to work out, because I'll have to plug my phone in soon. Just refill this thing here. Ready on. Okay. There we go. Alright, so, again, my apologies for screwing up the break of the last segment. That's, I don't know why I did that, but oh well. Anyway, that was completely my fault. My apologies. Again, that's just all cut out during On Demand, so there you go. That includes the music, too, for licensing reasons. Well, let's hope we don't make that mistake again, guys. We'll hope not. The problem is I just don't really care for Google stuff, in my opinion. I just don't. I always say to get in the darn way. But anyway, enough of all that. We are going to play Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone. And then after that, we'll play a song from the 90s called, probably Gangsta's Paradise, if I had to guess. Yeah, let's just play that. There we go. I guess coming up for the next act, we might do some of the battle arena, maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anything could happen, guys, as Ellie Goulding says. Anyway, we'll be right back. Well, we're not right back yet, but we will be soon. But you get the idea. But anyway, but coming up in the next segment, we are going to be doing Pokemon Go, supposedly. If we are not, we could do something else. We'll figure it out. But very likely, I'll probably just do, like, the battle stuff or whatever, We'll see what happens. I wanted to do a second part of Pokemon Go, though. Let me check that off. Come on. There we go. For some reason it wanted me to retype the notes. Well, I didn't want to do that. I'm just like this is the last page there. There we go. I'll just pull back up Pokemon Go. Screw it. Anyway, there we go. Coming up is Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone and Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise, which, by the way, I ironically had told that Coolio had died in my original 2022 Pokemon Mystery Dungeon series. Gangsta Fanny, that is. But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio featuring LV and Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yeah. Alright. It is 9:20 a.m. I am a little bit out of breath, but okay. We're all good. Anyway, we're gonna do some battling on Pokemon Go right now. Actually, let's go to the shop first, see what we got here. Take a look at this, a great raid box, includes a remote raid pass and premium battle pass. We'll check that out later. Right now, we'll do some battling right now. We'll battle. Let's do the Ultra League. And we'll use the party at once, makes sense. And let's go ahead and do this. Alright, we got opponent. There we go. Brace move, huh? Interesting. Alright, we'll send out my grass type. It's grass versus grass psychic. What coincidence. There we go. This is going to be quite a different match type up. Okay, yes, I do want to use a shield. Makes sense. Alright, now I'll use my move here. Even though he'll probably block it, it's worth a try. That was great, but it doesn't matter, he blocked it, of course he did. Oh, he sent out Rhydon. I'm gonna send out my electric type here. Oh, wait a minute, I meant to send out my, Oh no, it won't let me send it out now! Yeah, I'm definitely gonna use that shield. That's so dumb, it won't even let me send it out now. Okay, well, let me send it out now. Use close combat, quick! That is so dumb, how it won't let me send out damn Pokemon. That is so dumb, you're cheating yourself for it. Might as well just let him knock it out. I'll just send out the grass type again. Okay, yeah, we should have just left her in. Yeah, that's what we should have done. Big mistake on my part there. I should, because... Yeah, that's what we should have done. We should have kept the grass type in. I was a complete idiot. Energy ball. Okay, I think I already knocked it out, I think. Very likely. I have no idea. Still great attack. Okay, I didn't use a shield that time. He might have been out. He is out. Alright, I'm out too, so we can't use any of ours, obviously, because I already checked. We had no shields at all. So we're just going to have to deal with this. But I'm, like, losing, like, really badly. But I got one of his Pokemon knocked out, finally. I think he still has... Okay, that's Vaporeon. I'm trying to see if I can use Draco Meteor as quickly as I can. There we go. There we go. Perfect. Excellent, yes. Aw, man. Alright, this should knock out pretty quick. Come on. Oh, man, this is not looking good. Well, maybe it won't knock it out. I feel like it's going to, though. Okay, maybe we'll still have hopes. There we go. I think I got it. Yes, we did. Great! Off by landslide, we got it. Next battle. Here we go. Okay, I think we're doing Ultra League. We were, yes. Use this party. There we go. I think we might have to have room for two battles. I think we'll have room for one more, and then we'll stop it there. Makes sense. Okay, there's another level one here. See if we'll win again. I doubt it, though. Okay, Heracross. I believe it's a bug fighting type, so we'll just... leave Arcanine in. Oh, wait a minute. Why? Oh, they're both super effective. Interesting. That's quite interesting. Probably be unable to... Whoa, what's going on here? This isn't even knocked out. That's weird. There's no timer here. That's odd. Huh. It's like the game bug an hour or something? Or I lose time, you know. And it's bad enough when my battery's getting low on power, so I might have to plug this in soon. I do not know if I'm going to have to forfeit this battle, guys, because this is not looking good. Yeah, it's like stuck on this Arcanine and Heracross here. No. I tried doing that, but that doesn't seem much to do us any good. Alright, come on. Okay, it's... I don't know what it's doing. I do not know what the heck it's doing, guys. I'm supposedly attacking it, but I'm not. I mean, I guess I could just set this down for a commercial, and I guess. I don't know. You know, this seems to always happen when I'm on air, guys. You know that? But, yeah, should I just forfeit this battle? Yeah, I think I'm just gonna do that. Okay, that worked. Okay, there we go. I'll just do that, yeah. Yeah, let's just do that. Alright, we can at least collect that at least. Okay, there's Yamask. Alright, we'll just throw a candy berry at you, I guess, and use my last Ultra Ball and see what happens. And hopefully you'll stay in. It did look promising. There we go. I didn't really want to forfeit it, but hey, what are you gonna do? Okay, this one actually makes you win 10 raids, evolve it. That's quite interesting. But it looks like I'll probably have to do that if I want to do it because it's a free star. That's nice. So I did get something. Oh, I can actually claim the ranks now. At least I can because I played 5 battles. So maybe that forfeiting was probably even worth it. Anyway, I guess that's good enough for this segment. And besides, I think my battery is getting low enough anyway. I do not know. I'm checking the battery. 32. Yeah, we'll just move it on there. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Anyway, we're just going to put this commercial break in now, guys. At least we got somewhere with that, at least. I mean, even if it wasn't worth too much, it was worth something. But we had to try. It was worth a try. Anyway, there we go. Music. Let's play something from the 80s first. Let's play Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, of course. That's a 3-minute song, of course. And after that, we'll play a 4-minute song. We already played that. Nice try. After that, we'll play stuff we haven't played yet. Not that. I do not know why I did that, but well. Let's see here. Let's play Sir Mix-a-Lot. Baby Got Back. See if that'll work out. We'll see. It should. It will. We'll see what happens. Worst case scenario, we'll see what happens. But anyway, enough of that. Like I said, my phone's going to have to be plugged in eventually, but again, we're just really going to stay here at the house all day for the most part, because again, everything's closed, of course, because it's Thanksgiving Day, and it's just how it is. It's a major holiday, of course, y'all already knew that, but it is what it is. But of course, that doesn't stop me from doing a morning show. But anyway, enough of all that. Coming up in the last segment, let me look at my notes again and see what it says. Yeah. Check that off. There we go. I think we'll just read the weather again, and we'll do another YouTube sneak preview. So there you go. Anyway, I'll just leave the notes document up now, since we're pretty much on Pokemon Go. Anyway, coming up after the commercial break will be Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. And after that will be Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. So there you go. And after that, we'll do another YouTube sneak preview for you guys. So that'd be nice. Anyway, we'll be right back with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with the weather and a YouTube sneak preview. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Once I can get this mouse working. That was Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot and Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by Euromix right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time for a weather report first, and then we'll do another YouTube sneak preview, of course. Already did that. So open up the weather app, we'll see what it has to say. Alright, right now in Dallas, we got 39 degrees and cloudy skies, high of 46, low of 32. Sunny conditions are expected around till 2 p.m. Here is the 7-day forecast. Today, it'll be sunny with a high of 46 and a low of 32. On Friday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 44 and a low of 30. On Saturday, it'll be a high of 46 and a low of 31 with partly cloudy skies. Partly sunny skies, whatever you want to call it. On Sunday, it'll be cloudy with 45 high, 32 low. On Monday, it'll be mostly sunny with 48 high, 31 low. Clear, that is. On Tuesday, it'll be mostly cloudy, partly sunny with a high of 48 and a low of 33. And then on Wednesday, it'll be 49 high, 38 low with cloudy skies. And there you go, there's your 7-day forecast. And the air quality is, of course, good with a score of 38, which is similar to yesterday about this time. And actually, there is a severe weather advisory. There's a dense fog advisory, I will admit this. Excuse me. These conditions are expected to last until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time today on Thursday, November 28th. And there is also additional alert, an air stagnation advisory. We might as well read this while we can. I'm not worried about the dense fog advisory. I mean, okay, well, the dense fog advisory, I'll just say it's for the Central Abbott Valley, and it's, now, the air stagnation advisory, it's until 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time next Tuesday, and for the dense fog advisory, it's until 11 a.m. this morning. And the action recommended for the dense fog advisory is to execute a pre-planned activity as instructed in the description, which basically doesn't really matter that much. We get the idea. But anyway, on to the air stagnation advisory, it's basically the same thing as a dense fog advisory. It says freezing fog in spots across rural areas. Low visibility can make driving conditions hazardous. Deteriorating air quality may cause issues for people that will have with respiratory problems. And it means visibility 1/4 mile or less in dense fog, freezing fog in spots across the rural areas, like I said earlier. So there you go. Has said enough there. So yeah, and UV index is low. Sunset's 4:44, as I said in the first segment. Waning crescent, moon phase, yada yada yada. Anyway, there you go. That's the much more brief weather report. And now we're going to play another YouTube sneak preview. This time from Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates Infinity Episode 4. First, I gotta find a spot to play it from. We'll probably do it from here, I guess. Makes sense. Okay, we'll just do it from there. Alright, here we go. I already have the transmitter turned on. It's still active, so... can you hear me? Yeah, you can hear me. Okay, good. For some reason, the thing is just muting for some reason. Weird. Okay. Let's turn this on. There we go. Now, you could hear some clicks, but oh well. There we go. And we're going to play this video file now on my computer here. Oh, well, we probably should turn that down. Just a hair. There we go. All right, so here's another YouTube sneak preview. We'll just enjoy it while we can, guys. Here we go. Yep. The next morning. Yep. next morning.
This is our new house, by the way.
This is from episode 4, by the way, after we
even managed have our own
to
beds,
finish off Gerda and Scraggy and managed to get our house built.
Alright, morning, Jesse. How'd you sleep last night? I was out like a light, you know. And it wasn't cold or windy or anything either.
If you're wondering what my partner Pombo is actually a snipe.
Actually, you know what? No, it's awesome. But now that we have our own house, I really want to start expanding the paradise. So we should keep adding the facilities and shops and stuff, okay? Facilities? Yeah! Like fields that can grow the berries. Or the dojos where we can work on our moves. You know, I want to work on making all kinds of facilities that would come in handy for our adventures. And of course, this area does have very high mysteriously, right?
Yeah.
You know, like it's really quote-unquote mysterious.
Quote-unquote.
Oh no, if we start digging around, we might find that our dungeons are big. Hey, it could happen. You know that, right? But at any rate, we should prepare lots of land for the development. Oh, and I suppose we need some more Pokemon we can trust after all. And we just get 2 more Pokemon to join us, and we could register as a team, too. My adventures would be a breeze then. We don't just want anyone on our team, of course. It'd be great to have a real team. Pokemon we could trust. Mm-hmm. But I know we aren't going to get all that done at once, unfortunately. We just gotta start the smallest and keep moving forward. That's all. Do it all again. Today. Yeah. So let's go out the house now. Do that. There we go.
Alright. I can only play so much of this at
good
once,
morning.
But I'll put the commercial on.
And why are you up to so early, huh? Morning. I've just been waiting for you two just to wake up. That's all. Oh, what? You were waiting for us this whole time? Mm-hmm. Come with me, hmm?
Yeah. Okay.
There's a request board. Mm-hmm. This is it. Isn't this a bulletin board? Mm-hmm. Consider it just a little gift from me. I now call it the request board. You'll find information about adventuring and requests from the Pokemon all around here. They may need you to find something for them or take care of some bad egg, They need you to find some real requests for help from the Pokemon around the town,
There we go.
All kinds of different notices will crop up on here, Oh yeah, cool. So if we just complete these requests, then they can give us money or items in return, right? Oh, and, I have moved one of the deposit box from the post town here, too. You should use it to, keep a handle on all your items and money. And, I started a shop as well. I haven't gotten many goods yet, but if you come talk to me, I'll show you what I can offer now, If you see something you like, be sure to buy it, Oh, thanks for all this, Quagsire, really! You're such a huge help! But, why be nice to us, huh? You even helped us build our house. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe it's because you and Jesse are trying hard for something. Because whenever I see someone trying their best, I feel like helping them out. I know I'm normally, pretty relaxed. But watching you and Jesse somehow gets me all worked up.
Alright, we're going to have to stop it there, guys, because we're running very low on time. There we go. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Thanksgiving Day. At least we got to read the weather in this segment. But until next time, I will see you on Friday morning, everyone, November 29th, 2024. Have a good Thanksgiving, everyone. Bye-bye, everyone.